Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. A little more with Tamara Thieves of the NCBA. Back with Tamara after this.
When long-haul high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
A lot of agriculture groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, very concerned that the Environmental Protection Agency may try to take some of the concepts that they developed in places like the Chesapeake Bay and the state of Florida and apply them to other watersheds and waterways across the country on a helter-skelter basis. Wherever they decide they might want to impose those rules, they may try to do just exactly that, citing those earlier locations as precedent. Tamara Thieves of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says one of those worrisome areas of regulatory overreach happening right now in the state of Florida.
Well, the EPA doesn't care if they're able to do it or not. They just do it. I mean, you know, they do it, and they don't care if there's any law or regulation that allows them to do it. In fact, in Florida, for example, they went down to Florida, and even though EPA had approved Florida's plan for establishing water criteria down there, EPA said, you know what, we changed our mind. Sorry, we're going to impose it on you. We don't care what you as a state say is appropriate for your waters. We don't care what the science says. We're going to say you have to have these waters at this level, period. And the fact is that that many of the waters in the state of Florida that have never been touched by humans, never, not an animal, not a domesticated animal, not humans, the EPA says those waters are in violation. So what you have is them, you know, the EPA saying you have to control all your everything, you know, from the farmers and ranchers to POTWs and other sources that might affect waters, you have to make them, you know, even better than pristine in order to be in compliance with this regulation that we've set for you.
Tamara Thieves saying NCBA working right now to make sure EPA does not try to take this plan anywhere else.
It's a huge overreach. The NCBA has appealed that rulemaking to the courts. We are in the process of writing briefs and everything, you know, that goes along with the court system to try to undo what they do in Florida, because absolutely we're very concerned that they are going to apply the same mentality and regulatory framework to, for example, the Mississippi River Basin. And science doesn't matter to the EPA. It's just a huge power grab that they're after, and we intend to stop them.
Tamara Thieves, who works on environmental issues for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.